start with you in California, because these restrictions are some of the toughest in the nation because of this surge, and it looks like they're going to last through the holiday season. What can you tell us about how things are on the ground where you are?
Casey, it is definitely a very grim moment, but also one full of determination. 33 million Californians are now under some sort of stay-at-home order, including this five-county area that I am in right now, which has imposed its own self-imposed lockdown measures ahead of state guidance. You'll recall that last week, the governor announced that any region of California that had fallen below 15% ICU capacity would automatically go into a three-week stay-at-home order. Well, two of those regions have already hit that mark. The San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of America in many ways, is one of the first to hit it. It's down to only 6% ICU capacity. And that, of course, Casey, has brought in these new restrictions. Parents across the state, of course, very disappointed that things like playgrounds are going to be closed.